The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Bill Buckmaster Show. This is Ben Bueller Garcia, weekend host of American Warrior Radio, sitting in for Bill in the Green Thing Socolo Village Studios. Welcome to the show. The last Monday of May is a national holiday in the United States and perhaps the most misunderstood of all our federal holidays. Memorial Day is for honoring and mourning those who gave their lives while serving in our armed services. It is not a holiday established to officially usher in the summer. And while I encourage you to enjoy a nice barbecue with friends and families, please take a moment to pause and consider those men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice to preserve your freedom to do so. Our Buckmaster Show focus today will be on Memorial Day, and joining us to kick off the discussion is Aaron White. Aaron knew he wanted to be a Marine when he was just 11 years old and enlisted before he graduated from high school. Aaron now serves as part of the all-volunteer board of directors for the Carry the Load Foundation. Aaron, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you, and I'm guessing you as a Marine maybe share my opinion that, I tell you, the thing that makes me wince and grind my teeth is when I see somebody wish a veteran happy Memorial Day.
It is, you know, and that's to get back to kind of the early stages of Carry the Load, that's kind of where it came from, right? It was born out of pain and frustration of a world who had seemingly misplaced the value of Memorial Day. And when you started seeing, it turned into at some point mattress sales and things like that. And instead of the true meaning of the holiday. And for us, it's really important. It's a painful day for a lot of veterans. And so it's important for us to really restore the true meaning of Memorial Day.
And I tell you what, Aaron, I encourage listeners now to take some time to visit carrytheload.org, your website. There's a video there that features one of the co-founders of Carry the Load, a former Navy SEAL, Clint Bruce, and telling his story. And it's so powerful, you know, the idea that the first time he did that march, he decided to add 1 pound for every comrade that he lost. And it was a heavy load.
Unfortunately, it was a heavy pack, and it is a great video to watch to really understand, you know, what veterans go through on this day. And so it really shows how he came up with the idea and, you know, runs into an old warrior who's asked him who he was carrying. And that's kind of where it started. And so, yeah, he added a pack for every fallen comrade, every fallen hero, and he had a heavy pack. But it's when he gets out there, you know, part of this event, we walk for 20 hours on Memorial Day, getting out there and with every step that you take, you can leave a little bit of that pain on the concrete, you know, so it's a way for us to deal and move forward, but not letting the memories of our fallen heroes die.
Right. Now, you started, if I understand it correctly, Aaron, in 2011 with the Dallas Memorial March, and that has evolved and grown over the last, gosh, what, 9 years into a really, if you'll pardon the phrase, sort of a full-service nonprofit supporting veterans. Tell us about what was your hook? How did you get involved?
Well, I was just like a lot of veterans out there that felt lost on Memorial Day. You see people out celebrating, cooking hot dogs. And again, like you said, I'm not telling you not to have family time, but also, you know, like you said, again, take that time, take some time to reflect on what a lot of people deal with on this day. And for me, every year that day rolled around, I was missing something. Something was lost. And so when Clint and Steven pulled this together, it was attractive for me because I was able to get out there and have conversations with people that understand what I was going through. And, you know, you get to tell some stories of some of your former friends, you know, some of your friends that didn't make it home and help their memories live on. And, you know, one of the biggest things we say, too, is you don't want the memories to die. It's almost like suffering a second death, you know, for a lot of these heroes. So it's a for us, it's it, for me, it was a good way for me to deal with the pain of that day.
Aaron, this has evolved into one event in Dallas, Texas, to now events all over the country. If I understand this correctly, this Memorial Day, you will have there is a remembrance, at least, or something taking place in over 50 cities across the country. But this relay you mentioned, 15,500 miles?
Yes. Yeah, so over the years, it morphed, and you know, there's kind of a long story that gets into how we came up with the relay. But the very first year that we did it in 2012, we had a joint service group of veterans and supporters walk from West Point, New York, to Dallas over the course of a month, and they get to the park where we have the Dallas Memorial March at the opening ceremony. So it's a very moving scene to see these guys roll in after a 1 month walk, you know, and it is a relay. So somebody's walking all of the time and they bring it in. And so as they pass through these cities, it's also incredible to see some of these cities with the fire departments get out and they spray water over the street. And it's just such a moving event. And so now over the years, it has morphed. We had the East Coast relay from West Point, New York to Dallas. And then in 2016, we added a West Coast relay from Seattle to Dallas, and then we added a Midwest relay from Minneapolis to Dallas. So we go through, we touch more than 40 states, and walk about 15,000 miles are walked in honor of Memorial Day and all of the fallen heroes.
Now, you're honoring heroes all across the country. For our Southern Arizona listeners, the hero of the day is Sergeant Armando Ramirez. He's originally from Wilcox, Arizona. He was declared missing in action May 23rd, 1969 in Vietnam. My understanding is his remains have never been recovered. Aaron, when you're doing this, or well, let me phrase this a different way. I never served. My familiarity with someone who was, I mean, I know folks that were killed in action, but for the civilians out there who may not necessarily know someone with the idea of, you know, who are you carrying? What is your recommendation? Who should they carry if they don't have a specific name? I mean, I suppose they can carry all of them, right? In their minds.
You could carry all of them in your minds. And you know, carry the load is it kind of has a dual meaning to me, right? Where, yes, we do step out and we strap on packs and we walk for 20 hours or we walk from Seattle to Dallas. You're also carrying that emotional load for those heroes that can't carry it for you anymore. And when you look at all of the military veterans, first responders and their families, it's a lot of people will carry the families of those fallen heroes in honor of those heroes, just to help them know that memory is surviving. And so it doesn't have to be one person. A lot of people say that they're carrying multiple people each year, or they're carrying all of the families that carry this burden. So there's no right answer to that. You carry that emotional strain for who it needs to be carried for, if that makes sense.
Sure. Aaron, we in Tucson, we host what may be one of the largest 9/11 memorial tower challenges in the country. I think over 3,000 people participated across the state last year. And one of the things they added right at the end, everybody was issued a badge with the picture and a name of one of those first responders who was killed on 9/11. And at the end of, when they completed the climb, they had a bell, and they stopped and they rang the bell three times and shouted that first responder's name, the person that they carried. Who are you carrying, Aaron?
So this year, my answer changes from time to time over the years. This year, I try to select. Last year, I carried a World War II pilot, Wes Hayes, who had an incredible story. This year, I'm carrying Sergeant Craig Davis, who I lost in 1999, who was just an incredible Marine, and I learned a lot from. And unfortunately, he didn't make it home. So. That's who I'm carrying. I'm carrying the memory for him and for his family.
What, again, the website is carrytheload.org. What else can you share with our Buckmaster listeners today, Aaron? Things that they need to remember and be thinking about this weekend, other than that very sage advice, don't wish happy Memorial Day to a veteran.
That's correct. Well, you know, there's a quote from Stephen Holley, one of the co-founders of Carry the Load, that I love. And it just says that when we gather together for this event, he says, we're here to mourn the loss of those who've given the ultimate sacrifice. But we're also here united to celebrate those lives and thank God that such men and women lived. So I hold on to that, and I think about that all of the time, because it really is, we're celebrating the lives. And you know, if we didn't have people that were willing to fight and die for us, we'd all be in trouble, right? So it's taking some time to remember everybody who does incredible things every day for us, to keep us safe and keep us in a free country.
Aaron, thank you so much. I like to say, you know, take a moment to remember somebody who gave the rest of their life, the rest of their moments for us. Aaron White from Carry the Load, thank you so much for joining us here on Buckmaster. Folks, again, you can learn more, visit carrytheload.org. When we come back, we'll be joined by a Gold Star mother whose son was the most deployed soldier in U.S. history to be killed in action. She now dedicates her life to assuring that we never forget his sacrifice and those of his comrades. This portion of the Buckmaster Show has been presented by Mona's Danish Bakery, located on the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is open for limited bakery and patio dining, along with takeout and delivery. There's still time to add some of their delicious pastries and baked goods to whatever you have planned for Memorial Day. Place your order online at monasdanishbakery.com or visit buckmastershow.com for a link to Mona's. We'll be right back.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
It's easy being green. Promote wind, install solar, drive electric cars, ban mining. Wait a minute! You can't ban mining! Green is good, but hey, no can do without the metals green products need from mining. If you ban mining, you'll ban everything green. And today's minds are on board, researching technologies that provide critical materials for a greener world. Mean Green, another miracle from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting you from the Green Things Socolow Village studio. This is Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill. Just a reminder that since 1970, Green Things has been your go-to place for your gardening needs. Now Green Things on their 13-acre site is also home to Socolow Village and all those fine Mexican and Latin American imports. Green Things on River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. We've been talking about Memorial Day today and the importance of remembering and honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf. Our next guest joining us knows all too well those sacrifices made by the men and women of our military. As I mentioned, her son, Sergeant First Class Christopher Domey, was on his 14th 1-4 deployment when he was killed by a roadside bomb on October 22nd, 2011 in Afghanistan. Christopher was 29 years old. That day introduced Scotty Domey into a club to which no one wants to belong, the Gold Star Mother. Scotty, it's always hard to talk to you on the phone for me, but I'm glad you're here to share your story and Christopher's story.
Oh, thank you, Ben, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we've talked before, and we will talk again, and you're such a powerful guest. I wanted our listeners to the Buckmaster Show to hear your story. Scotty, I read a quote once it said, I didn't really start remembering Memorial Day until I started to lose friends. How did your perspective on Memorial Day change on October 22nd?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I actually wrote an article in Havoc Journal called Dreading Memorial Day, because when I was younger, it was going to the beach in California and worrying about my beach body. And then when I was propelled into single parenting, it was more of a day off. Occasionally, we'd be invited someplace for a barbecue, but I didn't really know the meaning of it until Christopher was killed. And I think a lot of people, it's just another holiday. They're just not really aware of the real meaning behind Memorial Day. It's honoring those who have, you know, been killed or fallen.
Scotty, we've often heard the phrase when a soldier or a warrior deploys, the whole family deploys. And I think it's important for our listeners to recognize that the converse is also true. When we lose a warrior, the ramifications and the impacts are astounding, not just their family, but their friends, their fellow warriors, and frankly, our communities. I mean, so many of these people, obviously I never met your son, but he sounds like someone who would have been a great asset to a community someday once he retired from the military. And you probably see that out there every day.
You know, Christopher was really an amazing person. And when he was killed, it totally changed me. I could never go back to who I was being again. And it does. And then, of course, he has daughters, so they're not going to be able to have the, you know, daddy-daughter dance at their wedding. He's not going to be able, like, I was up visiting the grandchildren last year, and the youngest gal's in gymnastics, which made me happy because I was in gymnastics, so I went to watch her. And as we were leaving, I went to thank the gym owner because they let me go out on the floor so I could take pictures. Usually parents aren't allowed on the floor or around the equipment. And all of a sudden, I felt something going on inside of me, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And as I went to tell the gym owner, thank you so much, like this huge sob just came up. And I went to the car and sobbed. Thankfully, her new dad, my daughter-in-law, married an amazing man, amazing father, picked her up. And so I just sat in my car and sobbed because I realized Christopher wasn't here to see that. And I know that he would have loved to have watched her.
Scotty, you just made me think of something. I mean with this all due respect, that when you lost Christopher, it created a huge hole in your life. Your daughter-in-law, at the very least, she's remarried. And Christopher will always be in her life, and there'll always be that hole, but at least there's something for her and the family. But for you, there really isn't, is there?
No. You know, my son's gone. I do have another son, Kyle, who's wonderful also, but he misses his brother too. And the last time I visited Kyle in California, I don't know, I just said, I really miss Christopher. And Kyle said, I do too, Mom. So for Kyle, he was looking forward to the day he had a family. He could do things with Christopher's family. You know, Christopher could be in his wedding. And now that's not there. And then our family went, their dad died before Christopher. So we went from 4 to 3 to 2. So now Kyle and I, like when we take trips, we kind of panic. You know, what if I lost him?
Yeah.
And I've gotten better about it, but it's really strange to think, well, it's just me and Kyle now.
Well, Scotty, it's not. And I guess the reverse side of that coin is really you, because Christopher was part of the Army Rangers, a very, very elite unit. Most of his life, his military life was a black hole to you. Probably
his whole adult life from 18 to 29 was a black hole. Now, I will tell you, I did gain a family.
Bingo.
The Ranger family. And they're just amazing. I love them. Like last year, about a year and a half ago, I went to back to Fort Benning for an event at the Army Ranger Hall of Fame. This name came up, Jean-Marc Lefranc. And I'm not going to tell you what I thought. I thought he's a Frenchman. Well, actually, I thought I can't imagine a Frenchman being a Ranger. I know they have their special forces. But he was the man who plans the D-Day event. And when I just wanted to talk to him. I was so awed because I love history.
Okay, now Scotty, I'm going to interrupt you. Don't go too far into D-Day. We want to chat about that after the break.
Okay. But, so anyway, when I went to my first Memorial Day, the Army actually flew me back to Fort Bragg for the unveiling of the, you know, their name on the wall you never want your kid's name on. And I was so thankful that my escort was the man who broke his leg and Christopher went in his place. And I kind of suspected he had survivor guilt. But I wanted him to know that being a person of faith, I just believe what the Bible says is that God numbers our days. And it's not about who was there, who wasn't there. It was God's time for Christopher. I don't know why, but it was. And I just didn't want him to live with that guilt. But it was such a gift. And he took such good care of me the whole time I was there. And then I love being with the Rangers. It's kind of like being with my son in a way. It's about the closest thing I can get to it. I just can't. I'm still trying to drag stories out of them. I do want to know the gory stuff. I want to live the adventure. But, of course, you know, they don't do that for them.
No. Well, good luck with that. They're secret squirrels after all, Scotty, so you can't do that. Scotty, we've got just a couple minutes before the break. I want you to stick around because there's some other things I want to chat about. But what part of your mission now is to educate others out there and to share this? What, coming up on Memorial Day, what are some of the things you would share, particularly with those civilians who haven't been directly impacted? What do they need to be thinking about this weekend?
I would love it if they would just stop for 1 minute and thank all the veterans who've died on their behalf so that they have the right to do whatever is right in their own eyes. Just take 1 minute and say, hey, we really want, even if they don't know anybody, that I'd like to honor someone, because that's really what the whole event is about. It's not just about, you know, steaks and hot dogs.
Sure. And tell us, you're involved with the Gold Star Moms. Are there various chapters around the country? Is there a website where someone can go to really pay forward what you're doing? I want to adopt one of these Gold Star families.
Well, I'm vice president of our Pikes Peak chapter and vice president of the Department of Colorado, American Gold Star Moms. And actually at the moment, I've been working on our website, and I'm hoping it's online. I think I have to call Bluehost to make it show. But part of being the Gold Star Moms is to support veterans and their families and people currently serving in some way, and also support each other as moms. So that's how I serve. I feel like my strongest voice, though, is when I write and I just share my guts and share what I'm feeling, what this journey is like, because I give voice to the other Gold Stars who don't know how to express it. And also, I'm able to tell all those, like the guys who were there that night. I did talk to one guy who was there, and he did tell me every detail, and I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did, because I have this imagination. It helped me.
Sure. Scotty, when we come back, I want to talk more about your stories, because I tell you, one of the most powerful stories I ever wrote or ever read was about your encounter with a Muslim woman in a grocery store, and that really speaks just volumes as to the importance of Memorial Day. So hold that thought if you don't mind. We need to pay for the show. We'll come back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster here on today's Buckmaster Show at 10:30 The Voice, your trusted news and talk for Tucson. Stick around. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more from Scotty Domingue.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
If it can't be grown, then it must be mined. Cause without minerals, you never find your phones, your cars, your solar panels, or your smart TVs with your favorite channels. Hospitals, schools, and public facilities result from mining's vast abilities. Dividends, taxes, and high-paid employment come from mining for your enjoyment. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show, folks. This is Ben Bueller Garcia, guest host today. I'm tremendously grateful to Bill to allow me to sit in and talk about Memorial Day. I won't say one of my favorite holidays, but I believe one of the most misunderstood holidays. We've got some great guests here sharing their stories with us. But just a reminder, the National Memorial Day concert on PBS returns for a special presentation hosted by Joe Montana and Gary Sinise. Featuring new performances, tributes, really new and relevant content. You know, this COVID crisis has put us all in a very interesting place. And this broadcast honors the military and their families as well as those serving on the front lines of COVID-19. Let's hear about it in Joe Montana's own words.
Well, we've been doing this Memorial Day concert for a long time. And I think that's always been our goal, is to honor those members of our military and their families for their sacrifices. And I think in this particular year, we have the ability and the duty to really magnify that, to show how important they are in our daily lives, not just in times of war, but in times of strife as this country and the whole world is going through currently.
And folks, again, this year's lineup, we've got some amazing appearances. General Colin Powell will be on there, Sam Elliott, Lauren Fishburne, Trace Adkins, Kelly O'Hara, Christopher Jackson, the National Symphony Orchestra. Don't forget, that's the National Memorial Day concert on PBS this Sunday, May 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings. We're going back to our guest, Scotty Domay. Scotty is a Gold Star mom, just one of the most powerful advocates and educators that I know of, speaking about Memorial Day and the importance of Memorial Day. Scotty, I teased before the break, one of the most powerful things I've ever read that really brings Memorial Day to focus for we civilians out there, and probably a lot of veterans and families as well, was an article you wrote on the Havoc Journal about an encounter you had at a grocery store with a Muslim woman. Share that story with us, if you would, Scotty.
Well, there's this Asian market up in Denver that I absolutely love. I get high going there. And I was checking out, and I noticed the gal had a scarf on. And she said, "I'm from another country." I said, "Oh, really?" And she said, "Yeah." And I asked where. She said, "Afghanistan." I said, "Oh, my son was killed there." And she said, basically, she, from her Muslim faith, was comforting me. And she said, "Oh, he's in paradise. He's alive." But the thing that was interesting about our conversation was she talked about him in the present tense. She never talked about him in the past tense. And it was just such a sweet moment. Because then I told her, I said, "Yes, I believe that he's in heaven too. I'm a Christian." And then we just started sharing a little bit back and forth, and we're both in tears as we're checking out. But I asked her, "So how did you get to the States?" Well, she told me her story, and I thought, and I'm seeing in my mind when they were showing, you know, these hundreds of people just marching across, you know, from Turkey and across Europe. Her family was one of those. And she was very sweet. She was just very kind. And, you know, she had people who'd been killed. And I made a comment about the Taliban. And I said, I thought they were evil. And she just, yes, she totally agreed. They are really evil, evil. And then she said, "Thank you. You've made our country safer." And I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh. You know, they just had the big blow up hospital that killed babies and mom. And I thought, here we live in the safety, and do we really value our freedom and the safety that we live in? These people are there's no safety anywhere for them. And it just really makes me sad that people have to live that way, that women and children have to live in that kind of fear and terror of something like the Taliban.
Scotty, you know, what that tells me, and that's just such a sweet story that exemplifies how sometimes just what we need comes out of left field when we last expect it. But you sharing that makes me think also that, you know, this is a holiday here in the United States, but really these men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice, it's not been just for us. There are countless of millions of people around the globe for whom they've made that sacrifice as well. And a perfect example of that is the Second World War, when we last rose up to confront evil. Now, Scotty, I'm going to do something my mother is going to hate me for, but
okay,
just, you know, humor me. How old are you, Scotty?
Oh, no.
In broad terms.
Oh, that's okay. I can tell you.
Okay.
I'm 71.
Okay, 71. Isn't that a little bit old to be jumping out of a World War II vintage plane?
Well, no, and I'm so bummed about COVID because I was going to go up to Seattle and jump 25 times to get my own, I wanted my own Class A license because I would like to jump a D-Day by myself.
Well, and I'm doing
a
very...
And I love it, I have to tell you. But you know what, Ben? I was tandem. I was connected to a ranger who served with Christopher, who is drop-dead gorgeous. But I never felt afraid because I was hooked to Zach. And Zach is, I don't know, he has like Class Z parachute license. He's amazing. He's actually an extreme athlete.
Now, Scotty, in fairness, you and I know what we're talking about, but our listeners don't. You were that jump. You jumped with a number of other special forces, Rangers and others, into Normandy on D-Day last year as part of a document.
I jumped with the horse soldiers.
Okay.
I didn't even really know who they were when I got there.
And you were wearing World War II uniforms and jump boots, and you jumped out of a old SkyTrain airplane. This is for a documentary called Here I Am, Send Me. And I, folks, you can hear more of this story. We'll have Scotty on American Warrior Radio on June 6th, the anniversary of D-Day. But one of the funniest things about that documentary to me, Scotty, was one of the, I guess he was a ranger, but one of the soldiers said, well, you know, if Chris's mom wants to jump into Normandy on D-Day, she's going to jump into Normandy on D-Day.
That was Griff. Well, you know, that's what I was going to say when you kind of stopped me was, I noticed, so I met the guy who plans D-Day, and all the Rangers were buzzing. Oh, we want to go to D-Day. And I thought, I want to go. There's going to be like at least 60,000 people there. And I thought, how am I going to connect with Rangers? And then I noticed I was Facebook friends with Matthew Griffin, and I actually didn't know who Griff is. And he said he was jumping, and I messaged him on Facebook, said, did you know my son? He said, yes, he mentored me. I said, would it be possible for me to jump in Normandy to honor my son? He said, yes. I was stunned, and I was elated. So for 9 months, every Friday, we had a D-Day call where they talked with the whole team. I have never heard people be so respectful to each other and plan things in such detail and depth. It was just awesome. But apparently this is what my son and these guys do. You know, they plan missions down to the nth degree.
Well, and we don't want to give too much away, Scotty. Let's let folks tune in later later on this month. But just a little bit of time left, Scotty. We appreciate you spending your time with us, particularly leading up to this holiday. And I know folks need to recognize that it's not just the day itself, but very often for you and your fellow Gold Star moms and Gold Star families, the buildup is also a somewhat of a troubling time as well, correct?
Sometimes, Ben, the buildup to the day is worse than the day. And the thing is, you're not thinking about it. All of a sudden, I'll be struggling with depression, and then I'll feel like I'm falling apart. I feel like my whole body just wants to disintegrate into a pile of shard from the ground. And it's like, what is this? What is this? Then I realized, oh, it's Memorial Day. That actually kind of happens like his death day, his birthday, 4th of July. I mean, there are so many things that remind us, but your body knows. Your body knows that trauma that you experienced when they showed up at your door to tell you that your kid's dead. And, yeah, the buildup. And then this year, our governor had to, they had to cancel the Memorial Day event, which our chapter, we enjoy going there because, one, we get to be with other people who get it. You don't even have to express it. We just know. And then to honor our sons, but, you know, and we're glad that on one hand, because all of us are in an at-risk group, but we do miss having the opportunity to honor not only my son, but everyone else's children who've died. Because, you know, Ben, only 0.4% of Americans serve. It's not like after World War II, where everybody knew somebody who served or somebody who died.
Yeah. And Scotty, that's why
the majority of our country don't have a clue.
Well, that's exactly why I wanted to have you on the show today on the Buckmaster Show, and thanks for reminding of all of us of that on this very important day. I really appreciate your friendship and for what you're doing for the folks out there, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, Scotty, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster here on the Bill Buckmaster Show. You can find out more, visit buckmastershow.com. Stick around, we'll be back talking more Memorial Day.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock-full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back to the Bill Buckmaster Show. Folks, this is your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia, sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. Just a reminder, this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. So much to do in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. You can explore the historic downtown Silver City area or visit the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. For a complete listing of the many things to do and great place to visit to stay, visit southwestnewmexico.org. A trip to Silver City right now is the best way to banish any of those lingering quarantine blues. We've been talking about Memorial Day, and I want to introduce our next guest with a quote for you. You served your country through a war or through peacetime. You expected to receive a military burial, recognition by our government of your commitment to our great country. You expected to have honor and respect paid to you as a result of your service to our great country. Instead, you reside on a shelf in a mortuary or a storage facility at a crematorium. We've been talking about Memorial Day today and the importance of remembering and honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice on our behalf, but what about those who have been forgotten? I mean, truly, truly forgotten, not even receiving the respect of a final proper resting place. There's an organization who is helping to address that, and joining us to talk about that is Sean Fund. He's the law enforcement liaison for the Missing in America Project Southern Arizona. Sean, welcome to the Bill Buckmaster Show.
Ben, thank you for the opportunity to speak about the Missing in America Project. You know, Missing in America Project, what we mainly deal with is to locate, identify, and recover people who are veterans, who have served this nation with honor and distinction, and deserve the full military burial upon their death. And what you had mentioned about cremains being person being stored at a funeral home or mortuary. We have a process that we go through where we go and contact the funeral home in question, and we ask permission to go through their rolls of people who they may be storing. And we have a process that can identify individuals as...
Sean?
Administration... Yes.
Hey, let me. I know you're a detective, so you're probably out in the middle of the desert chasing bad guys. But don't walk around. We're losing you. So stay in one place,
okay,
if you don't mind. No worries.
I'm sorry. So we have a process of where we can approach particular funeral homes and overlook their people that they have in storage at their facility. A lot of times, Ben, it's no fault of the particular mortuary. It's like buying a business. One goes down and one's sold, and when the new owner comes in, he has no idea until he does inventory the amount that he has on his premise. Frankly, it seems that they're unaware of how many veterans, how many individuals totally that they have. It's a process, and we are there to help with the process. And in this area, in Pima County, we're going to be making more contact with funeral homes in the future to do that. A lot of our veterans come through the public fiduciary. Unfortunately, they are singles who have died, don't have any family. They die on the street, as you've heard me speak about at some of our functions. And they are individuals who have passed, and they're a husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend have carried their cremains around and literally not know what to do with them. So it's our effort to be out there and try and identify these individuals. And once they're identified as a veteran, we collect them and we become, if you will, the surrogate parent for that individual so they get their honorable burial they deserve.
And Sean, just to emphasize this for the listeners, because this is such a huge undertaking nationwide, based on my visit to your website last night, 2,402 funeral homes, nearly 5,000 cremains,
and you've interred 4,950 veterans. And I apologize for interrupting you because you're right on a roll. Why is this important on Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, and I've heard some of your other speakers quite touched by the Gold Star Mom. I was getting emotional listening to her because even though my dad had died so long ago, he died in 1980. My dad served in the Army Air Corps before it was the Air Force. Memorial Day for me is a remembrance of the people who have served. I've had family, uncles, friends who have served in the various branches of the military. And we realize their sacrifice, or at least we should be paying tribute to their sacrifice, if you will, Ben. Some gave all, some gave some gave all, or some of the sayings that go around between all the gentlemen and ladies in the military. But a lot of our freedoms, and especially what's been happening as of late, a lot of our freedoms we owe to our military, the strength of our military that makes and keeps our rights in place as a nation. And, you know, quite frankly, Memorial Day for me, I just drift like that Gold Star Mom was talking about. And all of a sudden it hits you and you're thinking about the people you know who served in the military, all the people you didn't know, the battles, the loss of men from the Civil War all the way to present day. And it's something that should never be forgotten. We are not a warlike people, but we are people who will stand up and defend our rights. And when we do that, we need to remember those individuals who sacrifice their lives, their well-being, to make sure those rights we enjoy in this nation under the Constitution for as long as we shall live. They are not here, but they are the ghosts that visit us each more day.
And Sean, boy, you, better words could not have been spoken, and particularly from you. You're doing this on a volunteer basis, as are many of your comrades at the Missing in America Project. And for those forgotten veterans whose name will be spoken at least one more time and won't be forgotten, I'm truly, truly grateful to you, and hopefully our listeners and our community will continue to be grateful to you for what you're doing through the Missing in America Project.
And I want to say that we're all volunteers. We look for anybody from our community to help volunteer in our process, what we do at Missing in America Project. It's quite beneficial. I mean, the people I've met, the experiences I've had over the past 15, 18 years have been some that I tell the story and people look at you and just in awe of, like, experiences you've had with other people. And that's probably the most important thing, because it helps continue the idea or ideology that none of our men and women who served in our nation should ever be forgotten for how they served this nation. And it's our endeavor on a daily basis to make sure that that comes true.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for spending a few minutes to share your thoughts with us. You be safe out there, brother.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who's within earshot. Go and remember those who have served our nation. A prayer for them and a prayer for us, because we all need it.
Well spoken, brother. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Ben Bueller Garcia sitting in for Bill Buckmaster. Thanks to Bill for allowing me to grab the microphone today. Tom on the board for keeping me coloring between the lines, leading up to one of our nation's most important holidays, at least for me. I hope you all feel a little better informed. All these shows and others can be found at buckmastershow.com. You can podcast them. You can also go to the find the Buckmaster Show through the KVOI website. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, please stay safe, enjoy your holiday, and don't forget why we celebrate those who've gone before this weekend. Take care.